Hey there, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something pretty interesting, I think, in the AI world. It's this challenge of how to make AI agents not just do things, but actually get better on their own, you know, auto-improve. Because we've all seen it, right? AI agents, they seem great at first, but then, well, they can sort of silently break when they're actually out there in production. You might get a chatbot giving weird answers, or maybe a sales tool just misses important details. It costs you. And it's not always obvious bugs. Sometimes it's that hallucination thing, the AI just inventing stuff or drift, where it just kind of wanders off from what it was supposed to do. But the material we looked at introduces this open source engine that claims to not just, you know, spot these problems, but actually fix them.
Yeah, that's the really compelling part. This solution, it's called Handit.ai, and it's built specifically for this idea of self-improving AI. Its whole approach is pretty novel. It doesn't just monitor, it evaluates like every single decision the AI agent makes, and then based on that, it automatically comes up with ways to make it better, maybe tweak the prompts, the instructions it follows, and then it tests those improvements rigorously.
Okay, actually fixes them then. That's a strong claim.
Yeah.
So how does Handit.ai go from just flagging an issue to, well, genuinely solving it out in the real world? What's the core idea there?
It's actually quite elegant in how it works. Handit.ai is constantly digging through the actual production logs from your AI agents, real data, and it measures every decision against the metrics you care about. Could be accuracy, sure, but also cost, speed, latency, or even, you know, hard business results like conversion rates.
Ah, okay, so it sees when something's off based on those KPIs.
Yeah, exactly. When it detects that underperformance or the drift we talked about, it automatically proposes a fix. That might be, say, a better worded prompt. Or maybe it suggests using a different underlying AI model for that specific task. Or it could generate a more relevant few-shot data set, basically. Better examples for the AI to learn from for specific situations.
And these suggestions aren't just random guesses.
No, not at all. They're based on patterns it sees in what works and what doesn't, straight from the logs, both the good outputs and the bad ones. And crucially, it then runs A/B tests on these potential fixes.
Using the same evaluation criteria.
Precisely. On real production data, so you can see, okay, this new prompt actually performs better according to our metrics. And once a fix proves itself, it's ready to go live with just one click. But importantly, you, the user, you're still in control of that final step.
Right. That makes sense. What about for the developers, though? A tool tackling this kind of complexity, how easy is it to actually use? And how much visibility do they get?
Good question. Accessibility seems key here. First off, it's open source. Big plus for transparency. And it's designed to be fully traceable. You can literally follow every input, every output, every decision, every time the agent uses an external tool. Complete visibility.
And integrating it, does it lock you into a specific way of building AI?
No, and that's another strength. It's stack agnostic. So whether you're using something popular like LangChain or you've built your own custom ARGI system.
ARGI being retrieval augmented generation, that common way to pull in external data.
Exactly. Or even if you're just using plain Python or JavaScript or simple HTTP calls, doesn't matter. As long as your system can output JSON logs, Handit.ai can work with it.
That sounds pretty flexible.
Yeah, apparently most teams get the basic setup running in less than an hour.
Okay, theory sounds good.
Hmm.
But does it, you know, actually deliver in practice? What are the real-world benefits people are seeing?
Oh, absolutely. The impact seems quite significant based on the sources. Think about catching those AI hallucinations before a customer flags them. That's huge for trust and just not looking silly.
Definitely.
Teams are using it for that, and also to automatically fine-tune their prompts based on real results tied directly to those business goals we mentioned. It basically lets them monitor and improve how their agents are doing without needing a whole separate infrastructure project or tons of extra engineering hours.
Any specific examples that stood out?
Yeah, there was one really powerful case mentioned. A team had a specific prompt, and its performance was kind of stuck. Around 40% effective based on their metrics. After Handit.ai did its A/B testing process, analyzing something like 40,000 calls for that prompt, the performance jumped to 70%.
Wow, that's a substantial improvement. From 40 to 70%.
Right. It really underlines how this can drive consistency and reliability, which is often the missing piece with AI agents today.
And looking ahead, the sources mentioned something about a self-improving memory. What's that about?
Yeah, that sounds like the next frontier for them. The idea is for the AI agent to not just improve prompts or routing, but to actually remember its mistakes. It would store edge cases, errors, tricky situations it encountered, and use that memory as context so it learns over time and doesn't repeat the same failures. Like a true learning loop.
Hmm, interesting.
It really feels like this whole approach is tackling a major need in the market. Ensuring AI doesn't just work initially, but stays reliable and consistent. It lets people focus elsewhere, not constantly babysitting their AI.
So boiling it down for everyone listening, what Handit.ai represents is maybe a step towards a future where AI agents aren't just static tools. They continuously learn, they self-correct, they get more valuable over time.
Exactly. And, you know, it does raise a broader question, doesn't it? As these AI systems get more autonomous, more capable of improving themselves, how much control do we really want to keep? It's that ongoing balancing act between automation and oversight, especially when the system itself is learning and changing.
That's a great point to ponder. And maybe a final thought for you listening. Thinking about your own work or even just daily life, what parts of AI performance would you most want to see auto-optimized or evaluated more effectively? Something to think about.